The game ended by attrition, not by any cleverness. The last boy simply happened to be the least stupid in his use of his ships. Bean watched as they reset the game. No one put in a coin. The games here were free. Bean watched another game. It was just as quick as the first, as each boy committed his ships clumsily, forgetting about whichever one was not actively engaged. It was as if they thought of their force as one active ship and three reserves. Maybe the controls didn't allow anything different. Bean moved closer. No, it was possible to set the course for one, flip to control another ship and another, then return to the first ship to change its course at any time. How did these boys get into battle school if this was all they could think of? Bean had never played a computer game before, but he saw at once that any competent player could quickly win if this was the best competition available. "Hey, dwarf, want to play?" One of them had noticed him. Of course, the others did, too. "Yes," said Bean. "Well, bugger that," said the one who invited him. "Who do you think you are, Ender Wiggin?" They laughed, and then all four of them walked away from the game, heading for their next class. The room was empty. Class time. Ender Wiggin. The kids in the corridor talked about him, too. Something about Bean made these kids think of Ender Wiggin. Sometimes with admiration, sometimes with resentment. This Ender must have beaten some older kids at a computer game or something. And he was at the top of the standings. That's what somebody said. Standings in what? The kids in the same uniform, running like one crew, heading for a fight. That was the central fact of life here. There was one core game that everyone played. They lived in barracks according to what team they were on. Every kid's standings were reported so everybody else knew them. And whatever the game was, the adults ran it. So this was the shape of life here. And this Ender Wiggin, whoever he was at the top of it all. He led the standings. Bean reminded people of him. That made him a little proud, yes, but it also annoyed him. It was safer not to be noticed. But because this other small kid had done brilliantly, everybody who saw Bean thought of Ender, and that made Bean memorable. That would limit his freedom considerably. There was no way to disappear here as he had been able to disappear in crowds in Rotterdam. Well, who cared? He couldn't be hurt now, not really. No matter what happened, as long as he was here at battle school, he would never be hungry. He'd always have shelter. He had made it to heaven. All he had to do was the minimum required to not get sent home early. So who cared if people noticed him or not? It made no difference. Let them worry about their standings. Bean had already won the battle for survival, and after that, no other competition mattered. But even as he had that thought, he knew it wasn't true. Because he did care. It wasn't enough just to survive. It never had been. Deeper than his need for food had been his hunger for order, for finding out how things worked, getting a grasp on the world around him. When he was starving, of course he used what he learned in order to get himself into Poke's crew and get her crew enough food that there would be enough to trickle some down to him at the bottom of the pecking order. But even when Ashiel had turned them into his family, and they had something to eat every day, Bean hadn't stopped being alert, trying to understand the changes, the dynamics in the group. Even with Sister Carlotta, he had spent a lot of effort trying to understand why and how she had the power to do for him what she was doing, and the basis on which she had chosen him. He had to know. He had to have the picture of everything in his mind. Here, too. He could have gone back to the barracks and napped. Instead, he risked getting in trouble just to find out things that no doubt he would have learned in the ordinary course of events. Why did I come up here? What was I looking for? The key. The world was full of locked doors, and he had to get his hands on every key.